Baptism Sunday is always a really special time in the life of a congregation. In our tradition, it's become kind of a rite of passage from childhood into adulthood, a day that many families really look forward to celebrating. But is that all that baptism is? Is it just a reason to have a party? For the first Mennonites back in the 1500s, adult baptism was a dangerous decision to make. At that time, religious wars were happening all across Europe between different groups of Protestants and Catholics who each thought that they were the only ones who knew what the right way to do church was. And those first early Mennonites, they were caught in between. Actually, they weren't even called Mennonites yet. That came later. Their enemies labeled them Anabaptists, meaning adult baptizers. That name was intended to humiliate them. It was a way of labeling their group as heretics, mocking their beliefs. But the Anabaptists chose to resist by embracing that name, wearing it proudly. The Protestant and Catholic leaders saw Anabaptists as a threat. This group believed that being a Christian meant not just having the right beliefs, not just affirming a list of statements and doctrines about God, but actually living out their lives according to the teachings of Jesus Christ, as found in the Bible. These teachings of Jesus, like loving your enemy, like sharing your money with your neighbor in need, and like giving God rather than the government your first loyalty, these were considered treason. Across Europe, the Anabaptists were hunted down by the Protestants, who would drown them, and by the Catholics, who would burn them at the stake. But even during this time of persecution and suffering, their beliefs spread. People were impressed by their courage and their conviction. They were inspired by seeing what it meant to actually live like Jesus. Over time, many people came to choose to embrace this Anabaptist movement, and soon the group called Mennonites, our spiritual ancestors, emerged. But for generations, choosing to be baptized into the Mennonite faith was a dangerous decision. Now, today here in Canada, those of you who are becoming members of the Mennonite Church, you're not likely to be actually risking your lives. But that doesn't mean it's always going to be an easy ride either. If you play hockey, you know that being part of a team means making a commitment. It means getting up early in the morning for practices. It means doing a lot of laundry to wash out your smelly gear. And it means showing up for a game and playing your heart out, even when the odds seem like they're against you. Being a Christian is a lot like that. It means taking seriously not just your own needs, but the needs of the other people on your team, your community. It means getting up early on a Sunday morning and hauling yourself up out of bed to come to worship, even when the rest of the world is sleeping in. It means reading the Bible and learning about the teachings of Jesus and letting those teachings shape how you actually live your life. In the Anabaptist Mennonite tradition that we carry on today, church membership is something that we take very seriously. We believe that God calls us to be committed to following Jesus and to be committed to a local church community. And we believe that those two commitments should influence every area of our lives. It's a big deal. Now, to our candidates behind me, I want to remind you that this commitment that you're making today, confession of faith and baptism, it's just the beginning of a journey. It's not the end. You aren't graduating from religion today. You're taking your first steps on an epic quest. So I want to encourage you to keep on walking that path, even when things get tough. Study the Bible. Learn what it teaches about Jesus. Spend time every day connecting with God in prayer. Participate in worship. Get involved in the life of your local church. Reach out to the adults and to the little kids who are here. They want to be part of your lives. Look for the ways that you can connect in. I'll be honest, though. Sometimes we're going to mess up. Sometimes people in this church will do or say things that will hurt you. Sometimes your pastor will go through an entire faith exploration class calling Eric Alex. We're going to make mistakes, but we care about you. We value you, and we want you to know that you are an important part of this community. When we make mistakes, when we hurt you, I hope that you'll forgive us and help us. Help us to learn how to do things differently, because we're a better church with you in it. And finally, I want to encourage you to remember that God's Holy Spirit is alive and at work in you. God has brought you guys here. He's brought you to this point in your lives. And God will continue leading you on the paths ahead. Wherever life might take you, know that you are not alone. God goes with you, and God will see you through. Amen.